The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Daily Kisser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Yitzchak Markowitz.
Continuing with the Halachas of Chanukah, Sif Vav. Minhag Pashuk B'Dina Seinu. It's a widespread minhag custom in our country. K'mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, that we light the menorah in an extra special way. Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. Sh'madlikin Kol Echad V'Echad B'Bnei Habayis B'Layla Harishona Ner Echad. Each and every person in the household lights one candle on the first night. Uvashniya, and on the second night, Shnei Neros, lights two candles. This does not include married women if their husband is lighting in the house. Mechein Mosifin, and they continue adding one candle a day in this way. Ad Shebaleil Shmini Madlik Shmona. So on the eighth day, they are lighting eight candles. Utsrichin is Zahir Shayitain Ko Echad Ve'echad Neiros Sav B'Makam Yuchad. It's very important. You have to take extra special care that each person has his candles in a separate place. Kedei Shayiya Heker Kama Neiros Madlikin. So it should be clear how many candles each person is lighting. And it shouldn't look like they're intertwined in some way from someone looking at a distance. And they should also not light in the same place that you light candles throughout the year. So that it should be very obvious that these candles are there for the mitzvah of lighting Neiros Chanukah, lighting candles for Chanukah. If a poor person has only nine candles for the entire Chanukah, one for each day plus one, what would be the best time to use the extra candle that he has? The Mishnah Berurah says the second day, because at least on that one day, the first day and the second day, he could do Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin. What happens if somebody lights three candles instead of two on the second night? Would he fulfill his obligation of lighting Chanukah menorah on that night? So it's machlokes, it's a dispute. The Ohel Moshe and Chelek Beis Simon Samach Tes says that you don't fulfill your mitzvah because it's not clear what night of Chanukah it is. So you would need to extinguish them and relight the menorah. Others say, the River of Ephraim and Chelek Aleph, he says that you do fulfill your mitzvah and you only have to extinguish one candle, the extra one candle. What happens if a person has enough oil to light Mehadrin and your friend has none? And if you give him some oil, both of you will have enough for the basic mitzvah but not for Mehadrin. What should you do? So the Mishnah Berurah says you should give your friend unless he is part of your household, in which case he can rely on your lighting. Similarly, the Mishnah Berurah says if you have enough oil for one wick each day or enough wax candles to do Mahadrin, what should you do? The Mishnah Berurah says you should use the wax because that is Mahadrin. The Rambam has a different opinion of what Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin means. The Rambam says that the head of the household lights the number of candles corresponding to the night of Chanukah for each person in the household. However, even Sfardim hold like Tosfos in this case, that you only need the number of candles corresponding to the night of Chanukah for the entire household. Tosfos says this. The Aruch HaShulchan explains, Tosfos says this because otherwise you won't be able to see what number day it is if, for example, a family of five lights five candles on the first night. Se'if Zion. Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah, the optimal way of lighting the Ner Chanukah, lahadlik b'fesach hasamach l'shus harabim, is to light the menorah in the entrance closest to the Rishus HaRabim, to the public thoroughfare. Mishum Pesumei Nisa, in order to have the special mitzvah of Pesumei Nisa to publicize the miracle. The Chach Hayo Osim Bizman HaMishnah VaHagamara, and this is what happened during the times of the Mishnah and the Talmud. Uvizman HaZeh She'anu Darim Bein HaUmos, however nowadays we live amongst the nations, we live amongst the Gentiles. Madlikim Babayish Shehu Darbo, we light the menorah in our own houses. The Im Yesh Lo Chalot Rishus HaRabim, if we have a window that's facing the Rishus HaRabim, the public thoroughfare, Yadlikam Sham, we shall light the menorah there, so it should be visible to anybody outside. Being love, and if not, my leakin etzol pesach, then you light it near the doorway. Umitzvah shingani chenu lepesach betefach hasamach lepesach, and it is a mitzvah to place it within one tefach, which is a hand breadth, on the left side of the doorway. Shetehein mezuzah miyamin v'ner chanukah mismol, in order that the mezuzah should be on the right and the Ner Chanukah should be on the left. The Nimsa Shehu Mesubah B'mitzvahs, and therefore you'll have the result that you'll be surrounded by mitzvahs. The Yoser Tov L'Hanicha Machal HaPesach, and it's preferable to place the menorah inside the doorway itself, not before or beyond the entrance. In a community where there are no other Jews, does one need to light his menorah in a place that non-Jews will see it? Should he keep it in his window so non-Jews will see it? So the Piskei Tshuvos brings down an argument about this. The Tshuvos L'Horos Nasan says no, it's only Pesumei Nisa in front of Jews. However, the Tshuvos, he started with Tshuva, says that yes, because there is Pesumei Nisa in front of non-Jews, as it says in the Torah, the Hashem becomes great in the eyes of the nations. Se'if Ches, mitzvah l'hanicham l'mayla megimot tfachim min hakarka. It's a mitzvah to place the Chanukah menorah at least three tfachim above the floor. Ulamata me'asar tfachim, and less than 10 tfachim. This is roughly about 10 inches above the floor, and roughly about 3 feet or lower from the floor. So typically at a table's height is the proper amount. V'inim henicha l'mala yod yatsa, if he placed them above 10 tefachim, above 10 hand breaths high, he is still yotze. He still fulfilled his obligation. Avol im henicha l'mala me esrim ama. However, if he placed them more than 20 amos, 20 cubits high, let's say about 30 feet or so, lo yotze, he has not fulfilled his obligation. Mishum, because de l'mala me esrim lo shtolta eina, because it's hard for someone to see something that's above 20 cubits high. Umishu dar ba'aliyah, if somebody lives in an upper story, yachol lahanicha machalom, he can place the menorah in a window. Afa pishu gavoa lamala miyud tfachim, even though it's above 10 tfachim from the floor of his home. Avo im hachalom lamala me'estrim ama mikarka rishus harabim. However, if the window is more than 20 amos above the ground of the public domain, since the people that are below on the ground in the public domain can't see that high, then it's better to place it next to the door inside his house. The Mishnah Berurah does say that b'di'evit, after the fact, if someone does have a menorah on the floor, that would be okay. However, the opposite, the Machaber says, if somebody has a menorah higher than 20 amos, higher than 20 cubits, and then he lowers it, that would not be okay. That he would not fulfill his obligation. Nowadays, if someone lives in an apartment building, a very tall apartment building, where should you light the menorah? So, we say nowadays that the main pursuit nisa is for the household. So, if he's in a tall building around him, he can light it in the window because people across the street should be able to see it. Or people traveling by should be able to see it. However, Rabbi Yosef says that someone should put it in his doorway or downstairs by the entrance to the stairwell. He says not to do it in the window because Pursumei Nisa is only for the people walking in the streets. Se'if test. Haneris Yiyu Yeshua Achas B'Shava. The candles should be positioned in one row and of equal height. Lo Echad Gavoa Ve'Echad Namuch. One shouldn't be higher and one shouldn't be lower. The Yiyah Hasdeg Be'ner Liner. And there should be space between each candle. Shelo Yiskare Halahav Shelzet Lozet. So that the flame does not close to one another. And if it becomes close to one another, it's going to look like a torch. With wax candles, there should be enough space between each one, so that they don't heat each other up and start melting. And causes the wax to drip and the candles to become ruined. Silos. If somebody fills a dish with oil and puts wicks around the perimeter of it, if he covers it with a keli, a vessel, so that each one has a separate opening, kol psila ola b'shvil ner echad, then each wick can be counted as one light because there's some separation there. If he doesn't cover it in some way with a vessel to make each one separate, each candle separate, each wick separate, then it is not even counted as one light. Because it looks like a torch. A candle, a lamp that has two or more openings for a wick, lo yad liku voshnayim afilu v'layla harishona. Two people shouldn't light from it, even on the first night of Hanukkah. Because the leka heker, it's not going to be recognizable kama neiros madlik, and how much each one is lighting. And so, that it should not be used by two people on the first night. Sif Yud, Zman Hadlakasam, the time for lighting the menorah, Miyad B'tzeisik L'chavim, is immediately after nightfall. And nightfall means when three medium stars are out. During Hanukkah time, roughly in the New York area, it's around 5:30 in the evening, would be when the half hour starts for lighting your menorah. Obviously, that varies from year to year, but that's a rough idea. And you shouldn't delay past this time. But aser lasa shum davar kodem hahadlaka, and it's aser, it's forbidden for anyone to do anything before lighting. I feel a lilmod, even to study Torah. Rak im hispalo ma'ariv. However, if he hasn't davened, if he hasn't prayed the ma'ariv yet, he should first daven Mariv and then light the menorah. The kodem shiyadlik ikabes kol b'nei veisdom. Before lighting, he should gather all the members of his household. The pursumei nisa, to publicize idea of lighting the menorah. The Mishnah Berurah says that one should not learn, eat, or work during this time. And in fact, the Piskei Teshuvos says he doesn't understand why people are still stay late at work. However, he also says that technically, once someone is working beheter, once someone starts during the daytime, he can work into the night technically. V'tzarech lasei shemen, you have to have enough oil in the menorah she'yadlik l'chol hapachos chatzi shah, that it should burn for at least a half hour after tzeisik l'chav, I mean after the three stars come out. And the Mechaber says that you have to make sure there's enough there before you start, and if not, he has not fulfilled his obligation. The conditions and the amount of oil need to be that it's able to burn for at least a half hour before he even starts. Ubidiyeved imlo hidlik miyad, and bidiyeved after the fact, if he didn't light immediately at nightfall, yachol lahadli bivracha, he's able to light later with a bracha. Calls man. As long as some of the people in his household are still awake. However, if the people of his household went to sleep, there is no longer the possibility of Persuminisa publicizing the miracle. So then, Yadlik below Bracha, he should light without a blessing. If he will not have a time to light at night, Yachol l'hadlik is atzmo l'hadlik. He can light earlier. Miplaga mincha ulamayla, from plaga mincha and onwards, which dehainu sha'a revius kodem seisa kochavim. Plaga mincha is an hour and a quarter before nightfall, not an exact hour and a quarter. It's a relative hour and a quarter. And in the winter time, around Hanukkah time, a day could be only 10 hours long. So an hour and a quarter would be less than a real hour and a quarter. If you're Erech Hayom, it depends according to the length of the day. It's a relative hour and a quarter. Ayin le'el simen samach tes sif beis. See above and simen samach tes sif beis for the details of how Plaga Mincha works. It will be Mei Chanukah Shehayamim Tsarim, during the days of Chanukah when the days are short. Im Hayam Aruch Rak Esther Shaos El Ha'ar. If the day is just 10 hours long, which means as if it's 10 standard hours. Azai Plaga Mincha Havishta Achas Eshtei Minutin V'chesin. Then Plaga Mincha, it's only going to be an hour and 2.5 minutes before nightfall. And you can light a plaga mincha as long as you put enough oil in the menorah so that the light will burn until a half hour after nightfall, when it's really dark. And if you do not burn this long, lokiim hamitzvah, then he has not fulfilled his mitzvah of lighting Hanukkah menorah. And as we said before, there has to be enough oil. You can't add to it in the middle. You have to have enough oil to at least last that long. On a related note, what is considered too late to light the menorah? The Gemara talks about shetichlah regel min hashuk. So what's considered when shetichlah regel min hashuk is nowadays, which means what is a time when people aren't out and about walking around the streets. Rav Sternbach says nowadays it's about 9 p.m. because business is closed around 8 p.m. and people are still getting home by 9 p.m. And we also have electricity, so people are outside later than they used to be. In extenuating circumstances, there are other opinions that say it's even till midnight. And even after the Zman, the time period of Sechle Regal Men Hashuk, the Torah says that you can still light, and the Rambam says that you can't. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says that even according to the Rambam, it's permitted to light nowadays, since the main Parsumei Nisa is for people inside your house, and as long as they're still up, you can still light even later. Se'if Yud Aleph. Seder Hadlakasan Kifi Min Hagenu. The procedure for lighting the menorah is according to our custom, which is Balayla Harishona Madlik Haner Shekeneged Yimino. On the first night, one lights the candle that is on his right. Uvalayla Shnia Mosif Alav Ner Keneged Smolo. On the second night, he adds a lamp, a light to his left, meaning to the left of the previous night's candle. V'chein b'chol laila mosif k'neged smolo. And similarly, you do the same thing every night, adding a candle towards his left. V'zeh shehu mosif madlik barishtona. Each night, he lights the additional candle first. The newest candle, the one most left, he lights first. Ufona beholech limino, and then turns and continues with the one to his right, and so on until he's completed the entire menorah. You can also see on our website www.kitzer365.org different articles about where to light the menorah and about a video of how to light the menorah, as well as an article from the Siva Shalom on the more details of the Hanukkah story.